game art and design student at College of the North Atlantic, Andrew Miller, is a 3D digital game art world prospect. He is currently training for the 2019 World Skills Competition in Russia. This May, he will be competing on a national level with a student from Prince Edward Island. And only one of them will make the cut.
We're going to be covering everything from concept art to modeling from your concept, and then UV unwrapping, and then texturing your model, and finally exporting it out.
When Miller received word that he was chosen to compete on an international level, he was shocked, to say the least.
I think I emailed back saying, "I'm sorry, I think you sent this to the wrong competitor." And they responded, and they said, "Nope, it's you, you're the one." Even after like a week of hearing that news, I still couldn't believe it. I could not fathom the fact that it was me. I was one of the people who was chosen.
It's not all fun and games, but Miller says that he sacrifices his time for the love of his craft.
So, it's definitely a commitment to put in so many hours of practice, but it's great because I love 3D modeling, I love game design, I love art, and so I definitely think that I'm extremely lucky. Video games has always been one of my hobbies. I mainly like the what we call the world building in games, which is the artwork representation combined with the story elements. And I love delving into games and becoming invested with their worlds and whatnot, and getting to know the characters. And
Miller is hard at work on his training. You can find him in the classroom, headphones on, and immersed in his own reality.
So right here, what I'm working on right now is a boss enemy for a 3D game that we're making right now. My whole theme is a underwater kind of espionage, first person fighting through caverns.
Gregory Wells is one of the two instructors in the program, both of whom are very proud.
A new element of this competition, 3D game art, is pretty new. And our program is relatively new. It's only been, you know, operating for about a decade so far. So to get this kind of recognition the first time out when one of our students has competed in it is incredible. It's really cool. Now it's justification that what we're doing competes on a world stage.
Wells thinks that because of Miller's placement in the competition, more people will recognize video game design for what it is.
This is quite an awakening, I think, of what we do here. And even with you coming in and seeing what we do, it's you know, it's a little bit more than what you'd expect, I think.
For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepard.